Have you ever had a day when you woke up with full energy, about to take a step towards your dream? You go to school, office, or college, whichever you're in, and someone says, "Why your eyes are surrounded? Shouldn't it be sharp?" On your first meeting, ni hao, at the cafeteria, what are you eating? Rice? And no one wants to sit next to you because you're so different. Every Asian who grew up in America has learned the harsh truth of the society and the immersed level of xenophobic, but they still like anime, sushi, boba, K-pop. The society is plunged into the deep corruption, and now all they hear is that they're not American, they're Chinese. They're not one of us because they have infected us with virus. They shouldn't leave here because they simply don't belong here. Asian American hate is not a new phenomenon. It's been throughout the history. We take US history in high school. We learn about the Yellow Peril or the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882, Rock Springs Massacre on 1885, sexual enslavement of Asian women and girls, Chinese Massacre of 1871. Our teachers, our school, never teaches the depth of the pain every and one of the victims have gone through, and they will never, because first of all, it's not teachers or school's choice whether or not they want to teach us these topics. Second, it depends on the College Board, which without a doubt is dominated by white. Some Americans were uncomfortable with Chinese immigrants because of their clothes. Their hairstyles were unfamiliar, and because Chinese laborers seemed to defy Western gender roles. For instance, Chinese men were often willing to perform duties commonly delegated by women, such as working in laundries or food preparation. Furthermore, Chinese religious practices were considered heathen because they were outside of the Judeo-Christian tradition. Additionally, people who believed in white supremacy objected to the possibility that Chinese men might marry a white woman and have mixed-race children with them. These fears about Asian American led to discriminatory legislation that limited immigration, prevented Asian American from seeking citizenship, and enacted unfair taxation on Chinese-owned small businesses. And then comes the propaganda, which was to mislead the citizens and make them believe that the decision that government makes is for the citizens and American nation. The vintage Yellow Peril poster, the white female victim at his feet, references the fact that the Chinese and the US were male. Women were generally not allowed to immigrate, and this poster poses them as a threat to white men, white women, and white men's entitlement to them. There are 3,795 reports of anti-Asian hate crime. Businesses are primary site of the discrimination at 35.4%. 68% of the incident involved verbal harassment. Avoidance shunning 20.5%, physical assault 11.1%, online harassment 6.8%, women reported incident 2.3 times more than men. Hate incidents were reported from all 50 states and the District of Columbia, with California leading the country in reporting. On 16 March, 8 people were killed at the spas at Atlanta. 6 out of the 8 victims were Asian. Their names fall as follow: Delaine Ashley Yuan, 33 years; Paul Andre Michael, 54 years; Xiao Shi Tan, 49 years; Tao Dui Feng, 44 years; Hung Chung Grant, 51 years; Song Chung Park, 74 years; Sun Cha Kim, 69; Yong A, 68, Elias R. Hernandez Ortez, 30. He was injured. The suspect has been arrested on the spot 21 years old Robert Arong Long. According to the news, Mr. Long was a member of Baptist Church. In the church, it was strictly prohibited to have sex outside of marriage, but he later was addicted to the pornography. Taylor Bellis, his former roomie, said that he was again relapsed by the visiting a massage parlor for sex, and he once asked Mr. Bellis to take this computer away from him. The act could have been from sexual addiction, but that doesn't neglect the fact that he has murdered 8 people and has injured 1 victim. Let's dig into the consequences. The consequences is not just among the victims, but it is in us too. How is that? Because before I'm an Asian, I'm a human being. We're all human beings. And this incident has left a scar on my heart as much as it did on the grief families. When the suspect was arrested, the police in charge said he was having a bad day. This has nothing to do with having a bad day. If every crime is counted as a bad day, then we wouldn't have to pay for any bad or any illegal activities. This might be a bad day for you, police, because you ended up having a case which deals with Asian American. His response to this incident might have a positive impact on the xenophobic and racist. If the police, who is supposed to fight against the crime and make sure the suspect pays for his wrongdoings, instead he says he was having a bad day, this will surely encourage others, as they know that police is on their side. They have got nothing to lose. They will do what they can to devour their desire by another massacre. We know the victims through the news, but the grief family members, they never get to say their last goodbye. They never expected something spiteful like this to happen to them. No one ever expects to be killed when they were on their way to office, college, school, or out for a walk. No one does. The next target could be you. But before it's too late, we need to take actions for the sacrifices and for ourselves, because we don't know who will be the next victim. And for sure, we don't want it to be us, or our sisters, brothers, or parents. It is time now to teach ourselves and spread the knowledge, spread the truth of being in a society which is white dominated, spread the mourn that every family has been through because of racism, sexism, and xenophobic. And if you choose to turn a blind eye on this, the next victim could be you. We have to stop this genocide, not the genocide of this Asian American, Black, or Muslims, but the genocide of human race.